Chapter 3. Fire and Forget. I examined the look of the weather. The weather to look at was full of foreboding. I went into the boat and sealed my hatch. To the one who sealed the boat, Puzer and Lil, the boatman, I gave my palace with all its goods. Tablet 11. Epic of Gilgamesh. One can almost hear the adolescent guffaws in the American telling of the first Gulf War. Locker room swagger that glosses over all the difficulties involved in preparing to fight the fourth largest army in the world. Gone and forgotten are the many drills in anticipation of chemical weapons or worse, the thousands of body bags shipped to Saudi Arabia for the expected corpses, the fear that the new smart weapons would not work, and the many frustrations when the likes of Scud missiles stymied the best of plans. All was miraculously expunged at the end of 43 days, and making fun of the hapless opponents with their mismatched uniforms and meager supplies became the new narrative, the impetuous and thoughtless heaving of the severed flank of the Bull of Heaven at the gods was the taunting of the enemy. Perhaps one of the saddest pretenses is in the urban legend of Iraqi soldiers being so stupid that they tried to surrender to a drone. It was on one of the last days of the conflict. An unmanned Pioneer, its snowmobile engine screeching away at about 2,000 feet, overflew Kuwait's Failaka Island, taking video that included footage of Iraqi soldiers waving white flags in the air. The footage was beamed back to a U.S. Navy battleship and went viral in military channels. The story, which was quickly embellished, became lore not just of Iraq's easy dispatch, but also of the magic of the unmanned, remote images of the enemy surrendering. In 1991, live video was virtually unheard of outside highly classified intelligence circles. And now the hierarchical bottom dwellers had their own eyes in the sky. No longer did they have to wait for information to come in from distant agencies.